5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to
Big Chillin'. Whole squad came through looking like some villains. Big, big, big chillin'. Know the gang, keep it up, gotta stay a million.
What's going on, everyone? You're listening to Big Chillin', the number one podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina. Thank you for being with us today. Hope you're doing well. It's a little different today. First time in Big Chillin' history. I got my older brother, the Tristan Dixon, on the podcast.
What's up? What's up? We both sound sick.
Got the new mic. Got the new mic today.
So, yeah, you do. Yours sounds good.
Yeah. Have to get a... You sound pretty good over there?
Yeah, mine sounds fine.
Great.
It's the cheaper mic, but... Why don't you talk about how you got, I don't know, finessed and spend like $200-something?
Yeah. See, with Big Chillin' coming back, I wanted to go bigger and nicer with the mics. And I went to Best Buy today. And I was looking at this podcast mic. It's the MV7 podcast kit.
And, by Shure.
Huh?
By Shure.
By Shure. Nice plug there. And below it said it was $46. And I was like, wow, that's like, you can't beat that price. And then I go to check out, and the dude says, yeah, it's going to be $271. I was like, whoa. But for the podcast, because I appreciate all the love, support, it was worth it. It was worth the money. You get what you pay for. I'm glad I got it. I think the listeners will also see like a big improvement as well.
Yeah, I got the headphones in right now. It sounds pretty good.
This may be like the most clearest vocal podcast ever. So starting on a good note. But man, dude, we got so much to discuss today, so much to unpack. You know, in the combat sports world, there's a lot going on. Big UFC card this weekend, UFC 292, Sterling versus O'Malley. The card is truly stacked from top to bottom. I mean, I don't know. There's so many fights on the card. Like, is there anyone specifically you want to start with? I'm going to start with the main event. Or work from the bottom to the top.
Well, actually, we could talk about Chris Weidman and how he said it was disrespectful that he was on the prelims. What do you think about that?
It is very much disrespectful. Very much. Chris Weidman is a legend. He's an OG of the game. I agree. I think him main eventing the prelims is a little disrespectful, especially after everything he's gone through. You know, he's been away for 2 years now, off of that leg break against Uriah Hall. I don't know. To me, I think he deserved a main card spot, especially fighting Brad Tavares, who's another UFC veteran.
Right.
So, I think it's a little...
You think he's going to get the dub?
You know, it's hard because who has ever had that injury and come back and came back successfully, you know what I mean? I mean, Anderson came back, but he didn't really look the same in MMA. And besides Anderson, it's been Chris Weidman and Conor McGregor, so there's a lot of questions yet to be unanswered. I hope he wins. I love to see it. I mean, I wouldn't want to put money on it, but, you know, everyone loves a comeback story, and it'd be cool for the All-American to win, for sure.
And he's going against Brad Tavares.
Yes, sir.
He's 19-9.
Yeah, he's fought the best of the best, man. Brad, he's been in there with Izzy. He's
39, so they gave him a good matchup.
Yeah, it's a fun one. To me, that should have been the fight starting the main card. But, you know, it is what it is. It's a free fight for the fans, and, you know, it's going to be on TV for free, so that's nice.
Okay, well, they got... Brad is a striker, and of course, Chris is a wrestler. So, wrestling usually beats striking, so maybe he'll pull it out.
I hope so. I really do. You know, I wouldn't want to put money on it. Just because there's a lot of questions. But yeah, my heart's saying Chris Weidman, for sure.
Okay, and his last, you said it was because of the leg break.
Yep, against Uriah Hall.
Yep, and that was in 2021.
What UFC was that? UFC...
UFC 261. Wow. Usman and Masvidal too.
Yeah, that was like the first live crowd back after COVID. Yeah, that was sad to see. It's crazy how there's been like three leg breaks from the UFC, And Chris Weidman was a part of two of them, you know.
Yeah, so his last win was a UFC fight in August 2022.
Yeah.
Or no, 2020. Dang.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say that guy's name.
And I was trying to look at the other guy, Schrager.
Dude, Brad, the only thing I know Brad is he's fought Adesanya. He's fought Dregus Duplessis. He's been in there with the who's who of the middleweight division. And he's tough as hell. So, I don't know. I'm hoping Chris can take him down, you know, maybe win by unanimous decision. But Brad's a tough customer. It's going to be a fun fight.
So what other fight you care about on this card? Ian Garry, probably.
What? Ian Garry? Come on, man. The future? Ian Machado Garry?
Yeah, they were talking trash pretty good in the press conference today.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it's pretty cool, the fact that we got to see him fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back not in, that long ago either, so he's doing a quick turnaround.
Yeah, May 14th, we saw him fight at UFC Charlotte.
He's going against Neil Magny.
Neil Magny, yep. It's crazy to me because after he won against Daniel Rodriguez, after he knocked out Daniel Rodriguez, he called out Neil Magny, and the UFC booked him against Jeff Neal.
Right.
And then Jeff Neal falls through with an injury, and he gets his wish of fighting Neil Magny. So, who do you like in that fight?
It's a very Ian, dude.
Ian?
Without a doubt.
Without, yeah, me too. I think he wins. I forget what Neil's ranked right now. I think Neil's ranked number 10 in that division.
He's not ranked.
He's not ranked?
No, I don't think so. What? I don't see a ranking on him.
I know everyone's been saying if Ian Garry beats Neil Magny, he will get ranked in the top 10. So
they might not just have it on ESPN. Let me look up something else.
Yeah. I don't know. Neil should be up there in rankings. But I think it's a great fight. I mean, it's very short notice for both men. But, I mean, definitely all the hype is for Ian Garry, you know. He's got the Irish nation behind him. He's brash. He talks a lot of trash, you know. And to be fair, he's backed it up. So
he's the 11th ranked.
And Ian, what? He's number 13?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. People are saying he beats Neil Magny, who is looked at as the gatekeeper for the welterweight division, you know. Anyone who's ever beat Neil Magny's went on to, be in title contentions, you know. And anyone who that Neil Magny's beat, you know, they've kind of fell out the rankings and, you know, not really doing too much these days in the UFC. So it's going to be an interesting fight for sure.
Right, so who do you see next for Ian if he gets this win?
Honestly?
It's got to be Stephen Thompson.
Stephen Thompson, the Wonder Boy. It's got to be.
Yeah, that's a good
matchup. It's got to be. Whenever Michelle Pereira missed weight and Stephen didn't want to, he canceled the bout because of the 3 pounds. Like, Ian Garry was, like, calling him up, like, trying to get that fight, you know, on, like, a day's notice. So I think if he does defeat Neil Magny, I think him and I think Ian Garry and Stephen Thompson's next, which is a very exciting fight.
Then maybe Gilbert Burns.
Maybe, yeah.
And then if you beat Gilbert Burns, give him a title shot.
Yeah. I mean, what's crazy is Ian Gary's like my age. He's 23. He's like 23, 24, which is insane. But he's making waves in the welterweight division. And, what does it say for him if he can become champion and be the new face of Irish MMA?
Dude, how bad does Patty look that you got a guy like Ian that's just, like, climbing up the ladder real quick? O'Malley's climbed up the ladder real quick. I mean, that was, like, his knock that he wasn't fighting any top-ranked guys, and now look at him. Now he's fighting. He goes to Cheeto. He goes to Champion. I mean,
yeah, Pierion. Yeah, Cheeto, yeah. Pierion, yeah.
And Patty's just fighting nobodies, barely making it.
Fighting the Jared Gordons.
For real.
The Jordan Levitts of the world. Yeah, Patty's definitely lost momentum.
I don't think nobody cares for him after that last fight.
I don't think
when
so.
He, like, clearly lost it, and then he acted like he won. Everybody was booing him after.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Patty, I don't know, man. I don't think lightweight's Patty's weight class. I know he walks around pretty heavy, but I don't think there's too many tough fighters at lightweight for Patty to compete with. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't see him beating the Drew Dobers, the Bobby Greens. Hell, not even the Michael Johnsons, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think I don't think he makes it at lightweight. If he was to cut down to featherweight, maybe. Maybe he could be a contender. But at lightweight, I just don't see it at the moment. And he's like 27 right now.
Right.
I mean, people forget Conor McGregor became the welterweight, I mean, not welterweight, featherweight champion at 26. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting for sure.
Okay, so last fight we probably want to talk about on that card is good old Sean O'Malley.
Whoa. We're just going to skip over Chito Vera like that? Versus Pedro Munhoz? Dude, believe it or not, that's going to be the fight of the night. Chito Vera, Pedro Munhoz, that's going to be a banger. Obviously, I got Chito winning. And then we get into the main event because if O'Malley wins, it could get interesting for the bantamweight division.
O'Malley, first round knockout.
First round knockout. You know something? I don't think he does. He fought a flyweight, Chris Moutinho was his name. A flyweight from the C Leagues, and he couldn't even knock him out flush. You know what I mean?
I want you to put $20 on it right now. Shake my hand.
I will put $20 on it right now, for sure.
All
right. For sure.
This has been recorded, so you can't back up.
I will put money on it. Listen, everyone's – I know you think I'm a O'Malley hater. I like O'Malley. I think he's great for the sport. He's good for the bantamweight division. I mean, he's just – you know, when Sean O'Malley fights, there's a lot of hype around it. You know, is he to the star level of a Conor McGregor? I wouldn't – probably not. But he's definitely the – he's not too far off. Especially if he can capture the championship, you know. But O'Malley, man, like, he's 1-1-1 against top 10 contenders. And everyone that he's knocked out has either retired, been inactive, or they're not even fighting in the UFC anymore. So, I don't know, man. I don't think O'Malley gets it done. You look at Aljo's resume, he's beat the Corey Sanhagens, he's beat the Henry Cejudos, he's beat the TJ Dillashaws. The strength of schedule is night and day between these two. And I don't know, man. I think I like Aljo by, ooh, am I gonna actually predict the full outcome? I think he wins. Maybe second round submission, rear naked choke.
O'Malley has acted a little kind of sketchy about him wrestling him.
Yeah.
He keeps saying how he needs to keep it up on the feet, so I don't know. I don't like hearing that coming from him and his coach.
Yeah.
I think that's his coach.
Tim Welsh?
Yeah.
Tim Welsh. Yeah. And also, whenever he fought Petr Yan, you know, that was a great fight, but he made Petr Yan look like he was like a D1 national wrestling champion. You know what I mean? And Petr Yan's not even known for his wrestling. He's known for his stand-up. So it's like, when you look at Jan and the success he had with the takedowns, it's like, you know, damn, what would Aljo do to him? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Aljo for the win. I got, as you can hear, I put $20 on it. So,
I got O'Malley. All right, so let's go down the card. We'll make our picks.
All right.
Because I love proving you that I can pick better than you.
Okay.
All right. Welly Zhang, Amanda Lemos.
Amanda Lemos. Dude. Come on,
it's the Weili Zhang show, man.
I don't see anyone beating her besides Rose Namajunas. All
right, yeah, I'm gonna go Zhang too. All right, Neil Magny, Ian Garry. Yeah, Ian Garry.
Easy.
All right, Mario Bautista and Blackshear.
See, this was supposed to be Cody Garbrandt's fight against Mario Bautista, and he pulled out, so now they put this dude in.
Yeah, I'm going Mario Bautista.
Yeah, I don't know
guys much. Guys that step in never win.
I don't know much about any of these fighters, but yeah, I'm siding with Bautista with the full training camp.
All right, you got your boy Chito Vera and Pedro Munhoz?
Pedro Munhoz. Yes, Munhoz. Sir. Yes, sir. Easy money for Chito.
Yeah, I guess I'll agree with you. The other guy's 27-2 non-contest. So he's not a slouch.
Who, Pedro?
Yeah.
You remember that was the one that O'Malley fought? Remember it ended with the eye poke, the no contest?
Oh.
That was the guy he fought.
Okay.
Yeah. But I got Pedro all day, man.
All right, then. We got our picks in, then.
We do. You heard it here first. Go lock in these bets.
I can't say stuff like
that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, don't, you know.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. but we pretty much chose the same picks besides the main event, so.
It's a pretty safe card, I feel like, if you are betting.
Yeah.
I mean, the only place you can go, who's the favorite? It has to be Sterling, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Look at the odds real quick.
It's got to be. Got to be Sterling. Which is surprising because O'Malley's got so much hype, you would think, you know. It's crazy to me.
I'm looking for it.
But yeah, it's gotta be Aljo. Now, I don't know how big of an underdog O'Malley is. That's going to be interesting to see. That would be very interesting to see.
I'm not seeing it. I'm not doing good looking under the pressure right now.
No pressure at all.
Okay, he's 170 underdog. O'Malley is.
Oh, wow.
Dude, put money on O'Malley. I'm not an expert, but I'm telling you, bet the house on O'Malley.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I think the O'Malley hype train wins right here. But here's the beauty of it all. Here's the beauty. Aljo says he's tired of cutting weight. He wants to beat O'Malley, vacate the title, and move up to 145. So there's a good chance even if O'Malley does lose, he'll be right back in the title picture. Against who? Maybe Merab. Maybe Chito Vera. You know, maybe Henry Cejudo. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd rather see him fight Cejudo.
Yeah. I think that would be the next big fight in the division. But if O'Malley was the knockout Aljo, I mean, think about his stardom.
Well, Cejudo's got another fight lined up, right?
Remember, he was supposed to be on this card against Chito Vera, and then he pulled out because of his rotator cuff.
Yeah, so Chito probably gets the title shot. Cejudo probably has to do one more fight, and then he gets the title shot if he wins.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're saying Cejudo versus Merab, maybe.
So what else we got on the podcast schedule? What all you want to talk about?
You know what you want to talk about right now, TD. You know what you want to talk about. It's the mega fight of the century. Logan the Maverick Paul versus Dylan Danis.
And that is, I think he goes by the bad guy. I think he stole Chael Sonnen's nickname.
Does he really go by the bad guy?
I think so.
Dylan Danis.
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Is that really what he goes by? El Jefe.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. El Jefe. Logan Paul, Dylan Danis, October on the Misfits boxing card, main event being KSI versus Tommy Fury. I ain't gonna lie, man. I think everyone's more excited for Logan and Dylan.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people in the UK care about Tommy and KSI. And I mean, really, I feel like people only care about that because of what it would mean if he does beat him. It would make Jake Paul look bad. So I feel like that's the only reason why people care about it. But yeah, Dylan's definitely getting everybody excited about their fight with what he's posting with the girlfriend and naked.
I know, gosh. Well,
every 10 minutes, he has a new photo with some dude she banged. Leo DiCaprio, freaking so many dudes.
I saw a picture with LeBron James.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Dylan, I mean, what do you make of rumors speculating that Logan wants to drop the fight?
Dude, I don't know. I hate Logan. I really do. Like, I always go like back and forth with like liking him.
And disliking him.
Yeah, and disliking him. With Jake, I've been pretty much liking Jake for a good while. Now, other than today, he came out with a new video talking about his fight that he just had with Nate. It was kind of like a behind-the-scenes video and like during the fight and backstage and all that type of stuff. And anyways, like Jake does this weird breathing technique stuff. And he has this like shaman guy like doing these weird...
Some voodoo type
Yeah, shit. Voodoo stuff. And he's got like his eyes are rolling in the back of his head in the video today. And, dude, I'm telling you, that stuff's, like, demonic, bro. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I mess with it.
Yeah.
But then Logan, like, Logan's just a scum. Like, he has the crypto zoo thing. And I don't know. He's just got so much
just
stuff
going on. Just a shitty brother, honestly.
For real. Yeah, and then on top of that, he's, like, talking junk to Jake and like not happy that he wins and telling him he's still in his fights. It's just like, dude.
I feel like every time Jake wins and Logan has a camera up and he's like excited, I feel like he's not really excited. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Like anytime he says he loves and supports his brother, it just doesn't feel very authentic.
Yeah, and then when Tommy beat Jake, he was just like, yeah, he lost. Like I don't know, he was just acting like, yeah, he sucks basically. Like, yeah. That's the kind of attitude he had. But whenever Logan lost to KSI, he was like crying. You remember that?
Yeah.
He was like so upset and sad for him. And like, I'm like, dude.
And I mean, even with his exhibition against Floyd, you know, no one really thought Logan won, but Jake was still like rooting him on, saying his brother won, like being very supportive. And like, it's very clear that Logan doesn't match that same energy back with Jake. And I think a lot of it comes from jealousy, you know, which I don't understand why. Logan's very successful. You know?
For real, he's like probably going to be a billionaire with Prime.
Yeah.
Like, Prime's so successful, you know, Coca-Cola or somebody's going to buy it out.
Mm-hmm. On top of that, like, everything he does with the WWE, with the boxing, with the YouTube, like, podcasting, I mean, it's just, like, you can still feel, like, that jealousy he has for Jake, you know? Because everyone talks about Jake being a real fighter and having legit boxing skills, you know? I know that's up for verbatim, but I think Jake's legit. I think he definitely deserves respect. To me, he won that respect when he beat Anderson Silva. You know, I don't care if Anderson's pushing 50. Damn it, that's Anderson Silva, you know. Anderson Silva's a tough fight for anybody. But
yeah, and on top of that, Anderson was looking good in his boxing matches before then.
Yeah.
He had beat
Tito, and then that Julio Chavez Jr.
Yeah, and he was like a legit boxer.
Yeah.
He was a champion. So, I mean, on one hand, though, he does have to beat – he needed to beat Tommy. Say he beat somebody his age, but he just has to. I don't even know who could be next for him. I mean, maybe just Tommy again.
Honestly, I think if I think KSI's next. I think win or lose, I think KSI's next. I think you got to do that fight. I don't know why they keep pushing it back and putting it off. Like, they need to strike while the iron is hot.
Well, that's another thing. Logan said if he beats if he beats Tommy, then don't give Jake the satisfaction of fighting him.
Yeah, that's a snake move. That is a snake
move. It's a snake move because he knows that KSI and Jake will do like Wembley Stadium or something crazy. Because the UK people love KSI for some reason. And he doesn't want his brother to sell out a stadium fighting before he can.
That's crazy. But I mean, KSI, Jake Paul, dude, like, I mean, you'd have, like, ESPN Boxing, like, covering that, like...
I bet Logan would definitely fight on that card. I guarantee you would.
Probably. But, I mean, KSI, Jake's the fight. And I think win or lose for KSI. I mean, then again, I guess win or lose doesn't matter because it's an exhibition. It doesn't go on his record. But regardless of the outcome, I think Jake and KSI should fight. Go ahead and get it out of the way. Make it happen. Because, I mean, once KSI fights Jake, like, he's done. He's going to be done boxing. I can see Jake Paul after KSI still boxing.
But I feel like part of Jake doesn't want to do that yet because every time he fights, like, there's still the KSI fans that, like, comment under every video and comment under every post about, you know, oh, he's not going to beat KSI and, like, there's all that trash talking. So he's still getting, like, KSI's people and people that still want to see that fight tuning into what he's doing now. And, you know, if you go ahead and fight KSI, all that's over. I mean, if you win, people's like, oh, well, he already beat KSI. I don't care what he does from here. I mean, you do have your fans, but I think that definitely helps.
Could.
It's like why he fights MMA fighters. I mean, you get the MMA crowd tuning in.
Yep.
It's just extra fans that you get from being hated.
Yeah. It's true. Jake Paul is a marketing wizard for sure. He doesn't get enough credit for it.
Well, him and Nate did 450,000 views, I think is what I saw.
Dang.
So what do you think about that?
That's low. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And you got to think half those are probably, you know, MMA, MMA fans. You know, the people who love the Diaz brothers and especially Nate tuning in for him. don't know. When you look at pay-per-view buys, I mean, I don't know what KSI produces in pay-per-view buys, but is KSI the A-side? I mean, when it comes to boxing skill, I don't think he is, but draw potential, probably, even though I don't care for him, but I know a lot of people do.
I don't understand how his pay-per-view sales work, because Tommy and him did 800,000 pay-per-view buys. So how does him and Nate not do that? I mean, maybe it's just because people actually thought Tommy could beat him, and nobody really believed that Nate could beat him. I mean, we love Nate, and we didn't think he was going to beat him.
No, we didn't.
I mean, I was kind of shocked that he didn't get knocked out and actually went the distance. I mean, that was a win in itself.
That he didn't get embarrassed. And getting the guillotine choke.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe he just has to fight somebody that, like, it really is a 50-50. So, if that's the case, then maybe him and KSI does maybe over 1 million pay-per-view buys.
Probably. It would definitely be up there for, you know, because the fight would probably happen on, what, Zone?
Probably ESPN Plus and DAZN again. They'll probably do it for both of them like they did for him and Nate.
That would be
huge. Because KSI is going to be on DAZN. And I think Jake realizes that ESPN Plus is kind of like an easy buy for bars and everything. Like I always tell you why I think the UFC does a decent number every pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So, who knows? I got Jake, though, if it does actually ever happen.
Yeah. As of, I mean, we've been saying it for years.
Unless KSI knocks out Tommy and then I'm going to have to rethink it.
I don't think he knocks out Tommy. I do think Tommy wins. The only thing I'm concerned about is, like, it's KSI's promotion. He picks the ref.
That's what I'm saying. He has to knock him out.
Yeah. Like
if he knocks him out, that none of that matters.
Yeah.
But if it goes decision and he wins, I'll be like, okay, this is a scam.
That's what I feel like. Because he picks the ref. He picks the judges.
And then him and Jake's probably not going to happen because Jake's going to be like, no, we need to actually box under whatever that commission is for Britain that KSI doesn't fight under.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, KSI, man, his stuff's a little sketch. You know what I mean? Hopefully, if him and Jake do fight, like, it is legit. It's not people that KSI picks. Yeah, if Tommy and KSI do go to a decision, I feel like some sneaky stuff's going to happen. And KSI might get the win, which would be pretty crappy, you know? Because I don't think KSI's good, man. I don't.
Not at all.
I mean, his biggest win's against Logan. And, I mean, if you ask anyone today, people still believe Logan's the better boxer of a KSI, you know? It's because of that freaking 2-point deduction.
Yeah, everybody definitely came out of that fight thinking that Logan was the better fighter.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure, for sure. And, I mean, we kind of jumped over it, but are you feeling like giving a prediction for the Logan Paul-Dylan Danis fight?
Definitely going to go with Logan.
Before you say anything, you know, I get it. Dylan Danis, he's known for his jiu-jitsu. He's not known for his striking. But it's like, well, you know, what has he been doing over the past few years? He's got Conor McGregor who can get him the best resources. He did say on the Full Send podcast that Alex Pereira was going to be training with him, teaching him some stuff.
You got to think that he trained at least a little bit for KSI. Like, he had to train some.
Yeah.
And if he did, then, I mean, he's got a little bit of a jump start on some boxing training.
Yeah.
But I don't know, dude. I just think...
I just think
Logan probably beats him.
Logan is a safe bet, but...
I mean, I would love for Dylan to beat him or knock him out. Well, he's not going to beat him by decision. That's not happening. Not on that promotion.
No.
They will not let that happen. That crap's rigged. I don't care.
It is.
But, I don't know. Dylan probably doesn't have power to knock him out.
No. But I hope Dylan Danis does win. If I was a betting man, I'd probably say Logan. But, I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to the press conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know. Dylan Danis kind of made me a fan. Logan Paul did the impossible. He made me a fan of Dylan Danis.
For real. And he made me, like, actually want to see that fight because I really didn't want to before this.
Yeah.
I think it was the fact that they were talking about him suing him or sending a cease and desist letter and, like, pulling out the fight because of what he's talking about with his girlfriend. I'm like, dude, One, KSI has already talked about your girlfriend that you dated previously.
Chloe Bennett.
Yeah. And, I mean, heck, they're scumbags. Yeah, like, they haven't done crap like that.
I know. For real.
So you got Logan too then?
As of the moment, yeah.
And then KSI, Tommy, you got? At this moment.
At this moment. Tommy, if it goes to decision, KSI's winning.
Well, we got the press conference Tuesday, so you know things always change after a press conference when you get to see them.
KSI should win.
They're doing two KSI, press conferences. Tommy. They're doing, I think it's at the O2. They're actually doing it in the arena.
Oh, wow.
This Tuesday. It's like 13,000 seats, damn. And they're letting fans in. So that's going to be wild, dude. We're definitely going to have to watch that.
I wonder if Jake's going to be in attendance.
I don't know. He just posted a video today. That's what I was telling you. I was trying not to tell you too much so I could save it for this. But he had just posted a video on his podcast that he does. And anyways, he was talking about how, like, Logan said he was, like ashamed of him and all this stuff and disappointed in him. And I'm just like, dude, what the world? And he has, like, two friends on his podcast, and they were kind of, like, trying to hype him up to be like, yeah, dude, this isn't normal. Like, you need to talk about this and expose him. And Jake was like, no, I'm just going to, like, keep eating it on the chin, basically. And yeah, something's gonna happen between them. They're either gonna fight or they're just, I don't know, maybe they're just gonna be done with each other.
Damn. Do you think they would actually box each other?
It'd
be big. It'd
yeah,
be huge.
They would. I think they would. I mean, look at what they used to do on YouTube. They used to make diss tracks and videos talking crap about each other. I mean, they obviously got problems. They've always had problems, so I don't see why they would stop now.
They got some serious issues.
Now that they both have been boxing and, like, freaking testosterone's up.
Steroids.
All pumping and freaking, yeah, probably using steroids ready to fight.
That boy's definitely juicing for sure. Yeah, I think Dylan said something about they're going to be, like, doing drug tests for this fight.
No, they won't be. He said they only do a drug test like 24 hours before the fight, so like basically everything could be out your system.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, Logan's definitely about the juice.
Yeah, he's definitely about to be kicked up.
I mean, you look at his physique when he fought KSI, dude. Like, he was pretty juiced to the gills, you know?
Oh yeah.
And then looking at him now, like, he's more kind of, he's like lean.
Yeah, he's lean now. He was huge for that second KSI fight.
He was. He was definitely on something for sure. For sure. But, yeah, man, Jake and Logan definitely got some issues. I could see him boxing. I feel like Logan deep down knows Jake would beat him. Because I feel like if Logan was, like, confident he'd beat Jake, he's the type of person to be like, yeah, I'd fight Jake. I'd fight my brother.
All right, I'm looking at our time on this, and we've gone 32 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, I wonder how long that is. And your last episode you did, which, by the way, was April 22nd, 2022.
Shout out to Malik Andrews. Shout out to my man fighting the fires out there.
That was 35 minutes. Your one before that, March 22nd, 2022. So you're really not pumping these things out.
Listen.
Maybe you're going to start fresh now.
Listen.
I'll keep hitting the table. That's probably going to show up in the microphone. You're probably going to hear boom, boom, boom. Yes. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, 34 minutes. You had a 30-minute one on episode 19, and I think the lowest after that was Angela Acosta, 28 minutes.
Wow. Shout out to Angela.
She was ready to get out. She was trying to hurry that up.
Yeah, afterwards, you know, had a great time, but I don't know. I mean, podcasting is kind of nerve-wracking, even though it's not live. You know,
yeah,
it's definitely, you know.
Especially if you, like, interview somebody like that you probably don't really talk to.
Yeah.
It's like, you're kind of like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. Yeah, Angela's awesome. Shout out to her. If she ever listens to this.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out to Celsius. We're drinking Celsius right now. Yeah. Shout out to Shure Microphone. Shout out to Nala licking my toes as we're doing this episode.
Nala's the dog, by the way.
That's my dog.
But yeah, guys.
So you ain't got nothing else? We talked about UFC. We talked about Logan. What else? What else you got? I mean, that's really it.
Yeah, at the moment,
I mean,
yeah.
There's one thing else new in the news. I know you really don't watch it that much, but I do because I watch it like every morning when I'm at work and bored. You got Shannon Sharp just announced that he's going to First Take.
Oh, shit.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's just got announced a couple hours ago. So Shannon Sharp's going to First Take. He's going to be on there every Monday and Tuesday during football season.
Let's go.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. I hate how First Take does like a on and off with the co-host. I wish they would just go back to like having like these two with him and Skip or him and Max.
Yeah, I did see Richard Sherman went to Undisputed.
Yeah, and they're going to be doing like how First Take does with Stephen A. They're going to have like people coming in and out. So Richard Sherman, I think, is going to do just like football season mostly. And then Lil Wayne's going to be on like every Friday, which is weird.
That's random.
Yeah, I know. He can like barely talk too. Like, I think he has so much lean that his brain's fried. So that's going to be horrible to watch.
Young Money.
I know. And Skip's just going to be kissing his ass the whole time. It's like the weirdest friendship ever. Lil Wayne and Skip Bayless.
Hey, that Undisputed theme song does go hard, though.
Yeah, they're doing a new one, too. Skip posted that he made him a new theme song. Well, he had to because he talked about like Skip and Shannon in the in the song, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, I think for today, I think that wraps it up. We covered everything we wanted to. For everyone that's been supporting us over the years, thank you. We're trying to pump out more content.
You got a new t-shirt on the store?
Yeah, we got new merchandise. Link will be in the bio below. Go check out the freshest podcast merch in the game. We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next time. Peace out.
Now you know. Yeah. Big time. Big time. Big time. Big time.